Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. And this series, amen, entitled Saturday Review. And in these Saturday reviews, we will be reviewing previous lessons. So I'm going to be sharing lessons that I taught on Facebook Live or that I taught to others on this particular review series. And then as warfare increases, we need to be reminded that what the Lord has already shown us, that he is the Lord strong and mighty, that he is a God of war, that there is no weapon that is formed against us that can prosper. And the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. As we review these studies, I believe the Lord will give us even greater insight and awareness. I do hope you're blessed. Amen. This particular portion of the series is warfare strategies. I had taught, starting last March through last September, a series entitled Spiritual Warfare Strategies, Utilizing Every Modality in Our Arsenal. I did that on Facebook Live. I didn't do it on Blog Talk, so my international audience wasn't involved. But I decided that I wanted to review the lessons myself. And as I was thinking about it, the first thing came to my mind is, well, wait a minute, why don't I go ahead and review these lessons with my international audience as well so that you can benefit from the things that the Lord had showed me then. Amen. I did use Jennifer LeClaire's book about warfare tactics. Amen. Take a look. Go through her library of books. You can get any of those on, I believe you can get them, let me think, on JenniferLeClaire.org, or you can always Google her ministry and you can get a copy of her book. All of her books, I believe, are sold on Amazon as well. And it is about, that one is warfare tactics, or yeah, warfare tactics. So take a look at that. Also, you can also go through her classes, which are pretty awesome as well. So you can do that as well. Now, I do have a PowerPoint that you will not be able to see that I'll be using because that is where my notes are from the previous lesson, and I'm having some difficulty with it, but to God be the glory, and we're going to pray. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you all of the thanks, the praise, Lord God, and giving you all of the glory, recognizing that you are the Lord strong and mighty, and there is no power, no entity, no anything that it can come against your power. When you say thus and so, it shall be done. Oh God, we give glory to the God of our salvation, the Lord who is lifter of our heads, the Lord strong and mighty. Oh God, we bow ourselves before you even now, giving you all of the glory, realizing the weapons, Lord God, that we have been given, they belong to you. And you have allowed us to use your authority and your power to combat our common enemy. Oh God, and we give you all of the glory. It's not that we have done anything in and of ourselves except to be willing and obedient to do what thus saith the Lord. Oh Lord, even perfect, Lord God, that in us, our willingness and our obedience, Lord, to be all that you put in our hands to be. Oh, Lord, to be that you destined us to be from the very beginning. Awaken, Lord God, the warrior in us. Awaken, Lord God, those gifts and those talents, those abilities that you gave us. Oh, Lord God, to be, Lord God, to be a help, Lord God, to the nations, Lord God, by your Spirit, Father, awaken those in us even right now. Oh, Lord, even awaken our obedience, Lord, if it's asleep. Oh, Lord God, we're awakening. We're making a call even right now to awaken every sleeping giant, even the ones inside of us. Oh, Father, as we humble ourselves on today, we're asking, Lord God, that you, oh, God, deliver us from evil, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we ask your forgiveness, Father, as we humble ourselves before you. Forgive us of every sin of commission and omission, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Cleanse us of every lie of the enemy. Cleanse us of every agreement. Father, we reject the works of the devil right now. We break
us, every agreement, Lord God, that we ever made with the spirit of the devil. Lord, he comes in, Lord God, at times and we don't recognize him, oh Lord, but we do recognize that he, Lord God, his threefold mission is to kill, steal, and destroy, and yours was to bring life, and we can life even right now into the airwaves, into, Lord God, the ears of the hearers, and those, Lord God, that will come into the archives seeking your face, Lord God, seeking your deliverance. Oh, Lord God, let it be done in them right now. Father, we break off every principality and every dominion, every ruler of wickedness and darkness of this world. We break off, Lord God, every diabolical trick and every snare that has come against our lives, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we repent, oh God, for every time we've come into agreement, oh, with the lies of the enemy. Lord, we repent, Lord God, for those times of weakness that we didn't cry loud unto you, and instead we allowed ourselves to succumb, Lord, to the works of the devil. We repent, Father, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord God, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Wash us, Lord God, oh Lord, that we be renewed in this hour, and that we be clean and free, Lord God, to receive, Lord, what your spirit has for us, even right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you that are listening on today. Amen. This is Saturday morning. Amen. Blessings to everyone and Shabbat Shalom. Glory to God. Amen. This is Warfare Strategies. Again, this is Saturday Review, a new series that I am starting for Saturdays. Amen. And this Saturday Review is about previous lesson sharing. As warfare increases, we need to be reminded of what the Lord has already shown us. And as we review these studies, I believe that the Lord will give us greater insight and awareness. Glory to God. Again, the previous lesson was entitled Spiritual Warfare Strategies, Utilizing Every Modality in Our Arsenal. And as I started the study in the past, amen, when we did it starting in last March, amen, the first thing that I told everyone is I am, that to say to yourself, say it aloud, I am in a war. I am in a war. Saints of God, people of God, we are in a war. Amen. We are warring against the enemy whose threefold mission is to kill, steal, and to destroy. We're warring against the enemy who is coming against our destiny and the works of the Lord that he has given us. We're warring against the enemy that's coming against our blessing that the Lord said was already ours. We're warring against the enemy who is thrusting out arrows and thrusting out traps and doing all manner of shenanigans and diabolical things so that we will not obey the spirit of the Lord, so that we will not recognize the standards of the Lord, so we would not be holy as the Lord is holy. Ah, but we are coming against him in this hour, and we are looking again at the strategies that the Lord has given us, and we are equipping ourselves with the power of God, because the Lord has already given that us that. He said that he had overcome the world, so we are those overcomers in this hour, even if it doesn't look like it. In your physical circumstance right now, we are those overcomers that the Lord is calling out of obscurity. He's calling us out of those places of hiding. Stop hiding in that cave, prophet of God. He's calling us forth because we are in a war, and we need every soldier to be accounted for. Amen. Even in this hour, in this time, and in this season. Glory to God. Amen. All right, introduction, what to know about warfare. I am in a war. This war is always raging and is never ending as long as we are in this state on earth. We have an adversary who is our common enemy because he was first the enemy of God, and he hates what God loves. So because we choose God, we are in a war. John 10:10, King James Version says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The NLT says it this way. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose, says the Lord, is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Satan has waged war against our abundant life. That includes every part of our life, your intimacy with God, your gifts in the spirit, your ministry, the soundness of your mind, the health of your body, your relationships with others, your natural prosperity, and that of those you love. He will use anything and everything to separate you from your God-given destiny. And when he sees he can't deter you, he will use his entire arsenal to wear you out, to take you down, making it ever so important that we be aware of his devices and of his trickery out, and that we be aware of our authority in Jesus and the strategies we've been given. Glory to God. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but the book that was written by Kenneth Hagin, The Believer's Authority, is on PDF online. If you do not have a physical copy of that book, I would encourage you to get the PDF and begin to read it so that you can reinforce the knowledge of your authority in Jesus Christ. Amen. The PDF actually has been updated so that you will have updated information. Amen. We want to be fully equipped, amen, with that the Lord has given us. Amen. And he has given us an abundance and everything we need for life and godliness. Everything we need for life and godliness, and everything we need for this war. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 2:11, we are not ignorant of the enemy's devices. He was referring to his tactics or his strategies to take advantage of us. But glory to God, through Jesus Christ, we have a few strategies of our own to keep the enemy at bay. Glory to God for all that God has given. Remember these things, these important things to remember. It is important that we know our enemy and his modes of operation. See 1 John 2:16 and set a guard over those entry points. Also see Proverbs 4:23. It is important that we spend time in the presence of the Lord, cultivating our relationship with him daily, receiving wisdom and instruction for our life decisions and battle plans for every skirmish with the enemy. We must allow him to inform us what weapons and strategies to utilize in each battle, or if we should just be still while he fights for us, because there will be times, amen, when the Lord will tell us to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Either way, the battle is the Lord's. See 2 Chronicles 20:15, and first when he will tell us to be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10, while he gives us the victory, God will be glorified. You hear me? God will be glorified. Pray without ceasing. Keep the lines open. Just feeling his presence is comforting in the battle, because we know God's got this. God's got this. It is also important that we should know ourselves, know your areas of weakness or vulnerability, that they be strengthened. Get and stay alert and get equipped. I am in a war. We are in a war. Glory to God. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Glory to God. Amen. The word for weapon in the Greek is H-O-P-L-O-N. I'm just going to spell these for you. I'm not going to pronounce them. I'm just spelling them so you can look them up for yourself. The word for weapon is H-O-N, and this is in the Greek, and it means an instrument of war. The word for warfare is S-T-R-A-T-E-I-A, and it means military service or campaign. The word for carnal, and we're looking at 2 Corinthians 10:4. The word for carnal is S-A-R-K-I-K-O-S, and it means fleshly, governed by human nature. And the word for mighty is D-Y-N-A-T-O-S, and it means strong and powerful. The word for pulling down is K-A-T-H-A-I-R-E-S-I-S, and it means extinction or destruction. The word stronghold is O-C-H-Y-R-O-M-A,
and it means fortified area. It's an area where the enemy has taken residence and is strongly defending his right to remain. Another way to say this would be the instruments of war that we bear or carry for spiritual military service are not governed by the flesh, but are powerful to the extinction of the enemy's fortified area. Extinction meaning erased from existence through death. Okay, we'll take another look at those vocabulary words at the end. See Colossians 2, 9 through 15, and it says, "For in him dwelleth all of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." Glory to God. Amen. Jesus is the head of all principality and power. There is nothing that the devil can do that gets by him, that gets past him, or that can overcome him. Amen. He has overcome all the power of the enemy, and that is the authority that he has placed in us who have come to know him as Lord. Amen. The word says, again, we are complete in him. We are complete in Jesus. Amen. Yeshua HaMashiach, who is the head of all principality and power through his death, burial, and resurrection. He has spoiled principalities and powers. That word spoiled means to disarm or strip them of their advantage. So the Lord has stripped the enemy of his power to overcome us. Glory to God. Amen. He stripped them. Amen. That word for stripped or spoiled, that word for spoiled is A-P-E-K-D-Y-O-M-I-A. Again, it means to disc the advantage. Amen. That is what the Lord has done for us, and he's made a show of them openly. Amen. It means he's made an example of them triumphing over them. Amen. He's made an example of every principality and power, every ruler of darkness and the wickedness of this world. The Lord has already made an example of them. He's already disarmed them and stripped them of their advantage. So they cannot overcome him, nor can they overcome his people. As long as we stand in the righteousness of God, as long as we use the authority that's been given us and remember the heritage that is unto the saints of God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Amen. No matter what the enemy brings, the Lord has a weapon, amen, that will strip him of the advantage that he has over us. Amen. That scripture continues, he has blotted out everything that was against us, nailing it to the cross and giving us again the right to the tree of life. Jesus stripped the enemy of his advantage. He took away his edge. No longer can he legally exploit, abuse, and terrorize God's possession. And we are his possession. Now we can fight. Glory to God. We are in a war. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. I know I'm giving you a lot of scripture today, but it's important that we have this basis of truth. It's important that we be reminded what the Lord has already done, what he's already given. Sometimes when we are in the midst of the battle, when the battle is at its hottest, we forget. Amen. And that's what this is all about, reminding us of the strategies that the Lord has already placed in our arsenal so that when those times arrive, we'll remember to do things like run to our tribe.
amen, to that company of believers who can uphold us in the midst of the battle so that we will be victorious, amen. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later. Let's look at Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication with all the saints. Just a reminder to you, we are God's masterpiece, his great workmanship, and we were created in Christ Jesus that we might perform good works which God had already ordained that we would walk in. Ephesians 2 and 10. God had a plan from the very beginning that we would be recovered from the fall. He already had battle plans ready and waiting, knowing that Satan would do everything he could to drag us to the same death he himself earned with when he was thrust out of heaven like lightning because he caused an insurrection at the throne. But Jesus, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus disarmed the enemy, literally took away his advantage, took away his edge over us at the cross, and gave us the legal right to be sons with all of its rights and privileges. The following strategies are among those privileges. Hallelujah. Spiritual warfare strategy number one, speak the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the sound of his name. Jesus, James 2, verse 19. Number one, speak the name of Jesus. Luke 10, 1 through 23, the Lord sent 70 others, giving them instructions to go two by two into the harvest, two by two, as his laborers with his authority. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. He knows our name, for our names written in heaven. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 17. Amen. Take a look at that. I'm just going to read 17 to you. Amen. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. John 14 and 13, it says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Then we're looking at Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11, and it says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and then we're talking about Jesus, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Hallelujah. Amen. Ambassadors of Christ carrying his name, his authority. We are the ambassadors of Christ and have been given, amen, have been given and commissioned to carry the ministry of reconciliation into this dying world. We will not be afforded diplomatic immunity from the fight. Just as he fought against the enemy and is victorious, we too are victorious through him, through Jesus, through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. As the psalmist says, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Spiritual warfare strategy number one, speak the name of Jesus. All right, so our lesson vocabulary terms, amen, I want to go back through those with you. Amen. Please note if you have copies of this and you're able to follow along, because those that did do this in the Facebook Live, they have copies, and I do have in the brackets how to pronounce these words. So I am going to pronounce them for you as we go through this for the blog talk lesson. Glory to God. Okay, let's look at those vocabulary words once again. So the word, we're looking at the Greek terms, and then the word for weapon is hoplon, and it means instrument of war. Now we're looking at the word warfare, and it's strataia. Remember, I gave you the spelling. Now you can add the pronunciation. Just sound it out phonetically. Write it down however you can pronounce it correctly, and it means military service or campaign. The word carnal in the Greek is sarkikos, and it means fleshly or governed by human nature. The word mighty is dunatos, and it means strong or powerful. The word for pulling down is kathairosus, and it means destruction or extinction. The word for stronghold is akuroma, and it means fortified place. The word for spoiled is apekduamai, and it means to disarm or to strip off the advantage. Please ignore the phone that's ringing in the background. My apologies. The word for this phrase to make a show of is degmatizo, and it means to make an example of. And the phrase more abundantly is perizos, and it means over and above, excessively more, or superfluous. Amen. This is the end of the lesson one of spiritual warfare strategies, utilizing every modality in our arsenal. This has been our Saturday review, warfare strategies. I'll see you next Saturday around this time. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. Remain prayerful. Amen. And study the things that you have just learned. And God give you, amen, grace as you go forward.